You've heard of the Top Gear Cool Wall, at least if you live in the UK, and today we've found a developer who has let us into his house to talk to him about a Cool Wall internet website that he's working on. Good morning, Mr. Adam Kinney.
Good morning.
Interesting little place you have here. Is your desk always this messy?
No, I just cleaned up for you, actually.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, wow. Is that a giant apple wearing headphones?
It is, actually. Do you want to talk about the Cool Wall thing?
Yes, definitely. All right, so it's a holiday website that allows people to make Christmas wish lists to send to their friends. Have you made your wish list yet?
No, I've been busy writing the site.
Oh, well, I guess you're not getting any presents. I'm not getting you a present. So Tim Sneath described the application, and I quote, "The application was originally prototyped with the Silverlight 1.1 Alpha by .NET Solutions, a UK-based solutions integrator firm. And as a bit of fun, Adam agreed to try backporting it to Silverlight 1.0 to see whether everything they'd implemented in CPound could be as easily accomplished as JavaScript. I've noticed a certain preconception that Silverlight 2.0 is the one to wait for, because it's the platform that allows you to use a proper language like CPound or Visual Basic. Of course, having .NET languages, the base class libraries and technologies like LINQ will make RIA development a ton easier. But it's impressive what you can get out of JavaScript, particularly when coupled with the client-centric Microsoft AJAX library." What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yes, very nice. So, I am a big fan of Silverlight 1.0 and JavaScript and the whole, like Tim mentioned, the misconception of, okay, you have to wait for version 2 and all this stuff. I think that there's a lot that you can do with it now, beyond just like a media player or something. And this was a good exercise in kind of walking the walk instead of just talking the talk. So there's a lot of stuff in there as far as like setting up the application and kind of the state machine and the architecture of a JavaScript-based application, which actually a lot of people are familiar with. Very JavaScript-heavy websites. So it turned out pretty good.
I didn't understand anything you just said. Maybe you could just show us the website.
Sure. Yeah, I can show you what it looks like. Okay, so this is the website. Initially loads with a little help tutorial here, but since I'm here, we'll just go through that. On load, you can see that it's powered by Live Search. And this is what allows you to get new images to help you build your wall. Over here, it has a sign-in button, which allows you to save and then send those walls to your friends. The nice thing is it's integrated with LiveID, so once you click sign-in, you're greeted with a familiar Windows LiveID sign-in page. It brings you back, and now you can start building your wall. So I have Vista, which is Sub-Zero, Wool Socks, Seriously Uncool, Ties are Uncool. And then I can go back up here to the search box, and I can go ahead and look for new images. It's got the status bar down here, got the waiting cursor, and then I can take Silverlight. I think it's awesome. You notice a new image kind of slides in after that one moved out, and what it's doing there is it's cycling through all of the different results that we have available, so it's beyond just the visible ones. There's a bunch more hidden back there. And I'll add a few more just to add a little variety. Channel 9, Guy. If you don't add Guy, it doesn't find the right Channel 9, because there's a lot of Channel 9s. So Channel 9 Guy's cool. Tinkerbell's cool. Upside down Channel 9 guys, not so cool. So now, once you have all these images out there, you can go ahead and add some notes. Like, I have Vista, but I would like another, please. So, the cool thing about it, these notes is that once you've added them, they show up in the image. So, first I'm going to save this as my demo wall. And then I'm going to see what it looks like as an image. Got the pop-up blocker, so I'm going to say go ahead and always give me pop-ups for this. Reloaded my wall, and now I click save as an image, and it's generating the image for me. And you can see right here, I have Vista, but I would like another. You can see there that the width is set by the image, and the level is set by the image as well, so the Silverlight one is actually on top of it. But that's easy enough to fix. I'll just pull this down a bit more and save the wall again. See, I can make a new one based off this, or I can update this wall, which is what I want to do. And then I can save the image again, or see it. And now, see, this is kind of like designing your wall, so the annotations fit in with the images. So there, I've got my wall, and now I can send the cool wall to a friend. I've got a nice permalink here, that's goodness. Going to I'll type my email because I don't care if people have it, you know, it's one of those emails. I'll send it and email sent. So you can see I have a couple other saved walls loaded up here. Vista and a horse, that's a big one. It's really exciting. You can see on this one that I've actually used the slider, the decoration slider, where this was the default, but then as I pull it closer, you can see it slides over because it can only match a couple positions. The wall gets more decorative. This is just kind of crazy, but it's not that crazy. Check this out. Snowflakes, Christmas lights, good stuff. A little too much right now. So, that's the wall.
Well, that is really cool. I guess the website is mycooluncool.com. It's funny. Seems very English to me.
Yep, so that's what it looks like. And for those interested in the technical details, I'll be posting up a write-up on my blog at adamkinney.com.
Whoa, creative website name. Somebody's a little vain. Okay, folks, if you want to not receive Christmas gifts, then run on out and make your Christmas wish list. Otherwise, you could go to his blog and read the boring technical details. That's a wrap.